Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, when you think about prayer and talking with God, it really shows, you know, staying in daily communion with God through prayer shows our humility and total dependency on Him. Kind of goes in line with what you were talking about, Steve, in terms of trust.
Yeah.
But you ever notice that people tend not to pray about a situation when they feel like, I can handle this. I've got this. But most go to God in prayer when they feel like there are no other options on, you know, on their own. They need divine intervention.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, hey, when I've got this, don't need to pray about it, you know. But now when my back's up against the wall, it's like, oh God, I need you to deliver. The truth is that no matter the choices and decisions that lie before us, we want to embrace a humble attitude, a dependent attitude upon the Lord, and one that doesn't take his or own counsel, but one who seeks the heart and the will of God in any and every situation. That's a big deal. And in our relationship with God, in our you know, growth and walking, you know, with Him, we want to embrace this place of humility, of dependency, that says, God, I just don't want to dial you up, if you will, when I don't know the answers, when I think I don't know the answers, and my back is against the wall, but I want to seek you and your heart, your will, your plan, your intentions, your desire in any given situation that I find myself in, not moving in a place of presumption, like, I already know it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I know that. But instead, involving and including God in it. You know, I think we forget sometimes that God desires a relationship.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're involving Him in our lives. Mm-hmm. It's we're walking this thing out, and the things we got to desire, that, you know, in order to do that, in order to begin to include God in our decision making, to include God in the things that we have to come to a place where we have to, you know, make a choice about something, we have to have an inner desire first to want to please Him. And that be our highest objective. We're not going to invite God into a situation for wisdom if we're not even valuing, you know, pleasing the Lord, you know, loving Him with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, with understanding that He is the reason that we live and move and have our being, that He is the most important person in the universe to us. That's an important question to ask. Like, you know, you ask people, who is Jesus to you? Another great question is like, what is the highest priority in your life? Who is the most important person in your life? Well, even if it shouldn't be a family member, someone may say a family member, child or spouse or whatever. It's God. It's Jesus, because everything flows out of Him, right? And I believe that the reason many people don't truly seek God in prayer or seek godly counsel is because, if they're honest, they don't care about what God wants. They don't want to know His opinion. They don't want to know what's the wise thing to do in this situation according to, you know, the Word of God. They only care about wanting to please them. And we've got to be careful about that. You know, is this about me or is this about you, God? And prayer, if prayer in your life is seen as a resource to help you accomplish your goals, or if you will, quote unquote, a divine connection to seek, you know, help from God so that, okay, you know, I got this plan, I got this goal, so I'm going to seek God, or is prayer a divine connection for you to seek the goals and plans the Father has for you? So, like, are you talking to God because you want Him to to help you with what you got going on, or are you seeking God to find out, hey, God, what do you have going on, and how can I, you know, be a part of what you're doing, you know? Not asking God to bless your work, but for you to find, you know, a blessing in doing the work that God has for you to do. You know, it's a big, kind of a big difference there. It is a big difference. And what we're doing with all that is that we come to a place where you got to ask yourself, like, why do we pray? Why, you know, how many times do you come to God for help with something that you didn't even seek his counsel? Like, it's like, you know, God, could you help me with this? Can you help me with that? Can you open this door? Can you just like, okay, you want the answer to this prayer, but you didn't even ask me if, let's back up a step.
Right.
Did I even want you to do that? You know, is that even, you know,
this my will?
Is this my will? Is this what's right? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, many times I think people don't get an answer to their prayers just because their question or desire is just foolish. God's like, no, I'm not going to do that. You know what I mean? You want how much? Remember what you did with the last $5 that you had. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, no, duh, look, you know, I would lose you. It would ruin you. And the question we're going to ask ourselves, why miss the blessing that prayer affords us all? There is a blessing that prayer does for every single one of us. It affords us a wonderful blessing. Why miss that? The greatest blessing that prayer affords every single person is an audience with the living God.
Mm.
Every person can have audience with God through prayer. And when we truly understand the privilege that we've been given, we tend to realize that with this access we've been given, there's a greater purpose for it.
Mm-hmm.
And with that comes a greater responsibility. Access says there has to be a greater purpose for this access, and now there is a greater responsibility. I mean, if you had access to the President of the United States, and you know that you had opportunity to have conversation with the most powerful man in the world right now, what would your conversation be about? What would you talk about? Would you talk about, hey, you know, I know you like to play golf. You play a little basketball, you know. Tell me, how does it feel to be in the White House? How, you know, what does it feel to live here? And no, or would you recognize for such a time as this, would you recognize that you've been given access? What would you discuss about healthcare as it relates to you? tell me more about this healthcare policy. How do I? No, or would you walk into the president's office and realize I've been given access? I have an opportunity, and with this opportunity comes responsibility. Would you talk about Israel? Would you talk about what are we doing to end human trafficking in America? Would you talk about abortion? Would you talk about what's happening on the borders? Would you talk about the persecution of Christians, etc.? What would you be talking about when you have access? And I think that, you know, here's another thing. Would you even ask him how he is doing?
Right. Yeah.
How can I pray for you, President? How are you doing? And I think a lot of times, you know, if we're not careful, we have a perception of going after God for thinking about, you know, God, what can you do for us? Instead of, Lord, what can we do for you? Lord, what's on your heart today? God, what concerns you today? How can I bless you today? How can I put a smile on your face today? God has given us a great privilege, a great access. And may it be our prayer and our life's mission to understand that, hey, we should use this wisely. That it comes to a point in our walk with God that when we thought, you know, when we were a child, we thought like a child, we acted like a child, but we understand that we can see God. We start to begin to seek him for, you know, greater things. We begin to look at the opportunity that we have with the Lord and say, God, you hold the earth in your hand. You can do all things. We can talk to you. You've given us authority on this earth. We can pray for this world. We can pray for people that are suffering. We can do things with you because you want to operate through us.
Yeah.
You will answer our prayers. He said, whatever we ask for you in prayer, and we can do that together. So our prayer today, God, is you would help us to seize the moment, that you would help us to recognize the access you've given us and how we can walk humbly and boldly at the same time to your throne of grace, living a life totally dependent upon you, asking you to do great wonders in the world today. God, would you do it? Touch us, help us, and let's do it together.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.